Twain has often been quoted as saying everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. Now a fascinating movement among religious congregations, liberal and conservative, is starting to talk a lot about the weather. They focus on the global warming that most scientists believe is precipitating violent storms, extremes of temperature, and other changes. And the congregations are coming together to do something about the causes of global warming. They call this movement Interfaith Power and Light, operating in more than 20 states. Recently, one of the leaders, Episcopal priest Sally Bingham of San Francisco, addressed a meeting in Utah of concerned clergy.
They gathered a group of people together and invited me to come down and meet with the Salt Lake City Interfaith Roundtable. And I found it to be one of the most exciting and inspiring experiences that I've had in the whole years that we've been doing this. There were Muslims, Jews, Baha'is, Christian Scientists, Protestants, Catholics, and Mormons, all in the room together, all in agreement that we had to do something about the global warming situation, and they wanted to start an Interfaith Power and Light program in Utah. Not only was it bringing all these different religions together in agreeing on something, but it was also going to start a program there that would help to save creation.
Adding to the unlikely mix of faith groups concerned about climate change is the religious right. Richard Cizik, vice president of the National Association of Evangelicals, recently spoke at Gordon College in Wenham, Massachusetts.
We are talking about issues that imperil the very planet that we live on, that are irreversible, that are cosmological, that are transcendent, that rival anything any of your forefathers, your evangelical forefathers, ever had to address. And these issues, these changes that are occurring and transforming our world, if allowed to continue, are irreversible.
The problem of climate change not only unites more and more religionists, it also puts them on the same page with scientists. More than 2,000 experts on the UN-sponsored Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change recently concluded that the evidence for global warming is unequivocal. Temperatures are increasing in the air and the oceans, ice formations are melting, sea levels are rising. And the changes are related to extreme weather, from heat waves to lashing storms. These trends have long concerned Steve McCausland, a founder of Interfaith Power and Light, living near Boston.
I grew up in St. Paul's Church in Dedham, Massachusetts, singing in the choir. And the good thing about singing in the choir was that you didn't have to go to Sunday school. Another good thing, as I learned later, was that you sit in church and you listen to the lessons and you listen to the sermons, and I heard over and over again that there is a commandment that we love our neighbors. And I heard over and over again the story of the Good Samaritan and the parable of the servants and their talents. And these stories eventually sank in and they stuck with me, and they have really been guiding principles to my life. I had a father who enjoyed the wilderness, particularly canoeing, and so I spent several summers canoeing around lakes in New Hampshire and eventually summers paddling the rivers and lakes of Ontario and Quebec. And so from the very beginning, I've had a lot of exposure both to Christianity and to the environment, and they eventually became one in this ministry. I find the same peace in nature, the same beauty, the same music, really, even, that I find in church.